Ready to go for a walk?
Let's go for a walk, puppy.
Well, hey there. This is Jim. And of course, the lovely Miss Reagan. And I was just thinking. Those of you listening to this on the day that it was recorded, happy hump day. 'Tis Wednesday here. And it is lovely today. Low 60s. Low dew points. Dew points are in the upper 50s, which means very comfortable air. And I'm taking my pooch for a walk. And I think, after work today, I think I'm mowing my lawn. I think we have some stronger rain coming tomorrow. So I think I will be driving around on the tractor today for about 2 hours, getting the lawn done. And I won't have to monkey fart with it over the weekend. We have a fairly jam-packed weekend this weekend. It starts with a 15-mile run that myself and my buddy Anthony are going to be doing from my driveway. So I will get to run my local roads and have some company, which is rarely the case. So looking forward to that. So very much looking forward to that. And I think that 15 miles will be the longest run that I have done in quite some time. I've given up the marathon training for at least 2 years. So I don't believe I have run much past a half marathon. Dog alley here. Certain poochers are getting excited, but I think we were able to avert a big yelp. So 15 may be the longest run I've done in over a year. So, and it won't be my longest run this year if I stick to my training plan, because in 2 weeks I got a 17 miler. Anyway, so we continue to walk up the big hill in front of my house. So that starts my day, and that'll start at 6 o'clock in the morning. So basically the first 3 hours of my Saturday will be spent running back and forth on my local roads. And those of you who've been listening know I have a little 3 mile loop, and that'll be most of the run on what's known as the Ridge Road. It's our mostly flat road, but there will be some hills, so it won't be actual flat. So there's Saturday, and my lovely wife, her day will start probably around 7. And she's taking her car off to Goodyear to get some tires. She ended up with a flat tire on Monday after a very strong storm that brought, according to the National Weather Service, 70 to 85 mile an hour straight line winds to southern York County and did a lot of damage. Tore roofs off buildings, snapped a whole lot of trees and power poles. Don't know what the electric grid looks like in your area, but out here everything's on a pole. We had power poles, of course, in New York, but certainly in the burbs, where I grew up, everything was buried. So, you know, storms came through. It didn't knock down the power lines because they weren't up to be knocked down. They were all buried. But out here in the country, I don't even know where I'd have to go to find a buried power line. I think I have to go into town. So, everything's on a pole. So, everything's on a pole about 30 feet in the air. So, prime real estate for getting whacked in the weather. Just gonna stop while this truck goes by. Check that out. So, we got the five finger wave and super friendly five finger wave with the arm out the window to make sure that I actually saw the five finger wave. Yeah. And from somebody in a Chevy. So, all right. Point for the General Motors crowd. Super friendly this morning. But it's lovely today, so everybody's in a good mood. Right? It's August. We're going to be about 86 degrees. Dew points are going to stay comfy. So it's going to be a comfy 86 degrees. You know, just people are in a good mood. This is the weather I think most people are waiting on all year. So, pretty good. But yeah, I was saying, my wife ended up with a flat tire on Monday after trying to traverse some of the local roads, which I would never go on in bad weather around here. You're waiting for something like this. Stick to the larger roads when the weather's bad. But she was trying to find a local road to get home on, because we're not close to the highway. And she was not able to do that because it was down tree after down tree after down tree, debris in the roads. So I have a feeling she probably drove over like a roofing nail or something like that. And that's probably how she lost her tire. But it finally gave way when she had finally decided, okay, I've driven around the back roads long enough and I'm not getting anywhere. I suppose I should get back to the highway and travel further up the highway and, do what I would have done. And that's get to a main road and just take the main roads in. It's longer to do that around here. It's not the direct route. The back roads are more direct, but in bad weather, they're not shorter. Even though they're more direct, they're not shorter. So, she ended up with a flat on the highway. And by the way, a point for you, if you have AAA, and you get a flat tire and you're not on a highway, I have some news for you. If you can make it to the highway, get to the highway, pull over, then call AAA, because apparently the highways are considered a not safe area to have a flat tire, and they will prioritize you getting your flat tire fixed over somebody on a quiet, lonely back road. So, there you go. If you ever find yourself with a flat tire, you're going to be calling AAA anyway. And you can get to a highway without completely damaging your rim. Do that. They will prioritize getting you your repair. So there it is. So there that is. But yeah, so she's going to be getting some new tires. She needed tires anyway, but it's going to happen sooner rather than later. And then, I'm not sure what we're doing with the remainder of Saturday, but Saturday is a big day for my wife and I, because Saturday will be August the 12th. And every year, August the 12th rings in another notch on the We've Stayed Married belt, if you will. Yeah, it's our anniversary. So, two of the smartest things I've ever done in my life I did on August the 12th, 2000. The smartest thing I did was to marry my lovely wife. That was without a doubt the smartest thing I did. But the second smartest thing I did was to marry her in the year 2000. Because, of course, it makes the math very, very easy. It's 2023. We've been married 23 years. There you go. So, very, very cool. So, there it is. Pardon a little cough here for a second. Always that little bit of leftover in the morning. So, anyway, we're making good progress on the farmhouse. So the farmhouse is basically essentially done on the outside. Can't imagine what else they're going to do except for landscaping. That may need to get done as well, but siding's all up, the windows are in, they're all brand new windows, they have a new roof. The porch that used to overlook the pond has been redone. It's no longer, it's now a deck, all right? So it used to be a porch, porch being a deck that has a cover, all right? This is no longer a cover, so it's now just a deck. But they did like the Trex decking, so this is not stuff that they're planning on maintaining a whole bunch. So they did not get like wood, which we did, which you basically have to maintain at minimum every 2 years. So there's a lot of upkeep when you get wood, even though wood's a lot cheaper. Although nothing's really cheaper right now, but totally other podcast, not going to do that here. So anyway, but yeah, it looks really, really nice. They are now working on the inside, so I can't really see what's going on. And I'm kind of left to taking Reagan for a walk and a Black Ops spy mission when there's nobody there on a Sunday morning. And walking up to a window and kind of peeking in to see what they've done since the last time my Black Ops spy looked into the house. So, but yeah, no, it looks good. I'm now just waiting to find out, are they going to rent this out? Are they giving this to a family member? Is the farmer who owns this area planning on moving into it? Because he bought a couple of farms nearby. He's a big local farmer. And he's got a couple of large properties. But he's got this property here, which is again like 172, 176 acres. And he's got another 160 literally across the street. So he's got somewhere in the neighborhood of 325 to 350 acres just in this area. So it would make sense to live close to this area. But again, he's got a lot of them, so maybe he's got a farm manager for this area. And so he's fixing this up in order to put his farm manager up here. So we'll see. We'll see. But either way, I've done a lovely job on the house. It looks, well, it looks the best it's ever looked in its life. So get a quick little peek here from this one window. Yeah, they're definitely doing interior work right now. They're all the way down to the studs. But and they're still down to the studs. Yeah, they got saw horses and stuff on the inside that I can see just from the road. So no curtains on any of this because, again, nobody's living there right now. But there it is. Talking with my lovely wife, and I do not believe they can sell this part of the property because the farmer that used to live here did something we call here in PA clean and green, which means he paid some money to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in order to keep this area from being developed. It's one of the things that you can do here. So we had it registered under clean and green. And of course it means you can't do anything with it, like, you know, sell it off to put, you know, 200 of the prettiest little houses you ever want on it. So it can't, that can't happen. So, and I don't know how long that is here in PA. I don't know if that is for life, because it may be. It may be one of those things when you register it and you set it up, you know, it is, it's forever. It can never be developed. It's always going to be a farm. Or it may be like some ridiculously long period of time, you know, like 25, 50 years, something like that. So that it, you know, it could eventually be rezoned. But it can't be rezoned anytime soon, right? So. But it's a farm now, so it's going to stay a farm for a while. But, yeah, talking with one of the sons who still lives in the area, we see him every so often. He comes over to pick up manure twice a year, once in the spring, and once in the fall for his garden, since we have more than enough free manure thanks to our horses. And yeah, so we get some of the local skinny, as it will, on what's going on. So yeah, I think they sold off all of their rezoning rights to all the property had. Matter of fact, we live on one of them. The area we live on used to be a place he used to grow potatoes, but he said it couldn't. It was breaking too much machinery because there's too many rocks there, and I can attest for that. Our soil over there is absolutely filled with rocks. So it's a pain in the butt to dig in, but thankfully we don't have a whole lot of more digging we need to do on our property, so it's just keeping the greenery on top of it all in good order. So we're good there. But yeah, so I don't think he can sell it off, but we'll find out. And of course, when I know, I'll come back here and let you know. So anyway, what else going on? Well, of course we have the Bird in Hand Half Marathon Weekend, which is literally going to happen in about a month. So, so really looking forward to it. So, we got a bunch of people coming to our area. Hang on, pup. Let me get this rock on my shoe here. Yeah. coming to my area. It's going to be a different group this year, though. So, you know, the last 2 years have been fun because it has been folks who don't normally come here. Normally folks that I don't see unless I go to some large Jeff Galloway event in a metropolitan area in Georgia. There's a number of those folks that are not going to be making it this year. So, I was looking on the Book of Faces, and seems like it's going to be well represented, but with people from the Extra Mile podcast. But it looks like it's going to be a bunch of people who I have not met before, or at least don't know by their name. So new friends this year, huh? Pretty cool. And of course, there'll be a nice smattering of people I know very well. Of course, my buddy Scott and his wife will be here. Scott comes every year. My buddy Chris from the Tidewater in Virginia will be here. He would like to come every year. I think he's missed a couple due to some family and other obligations, but he's coming this year, so he'll be here this year. And of course my buddy Anthony will be there. My buddy Nate will be there. Nate's there every year. Nate's the reason why all of us do this race in the first place. He's the guy who first, I think, discovered this race, along with our buddy Amazing Dwayne. So we'll see. But we'll see. But yeah, we're gonna do the after party like we did last year at a local Lancaster restaurant, and hopefully we'll be sitting up on the deck like we did last year. It actually looks like a child's fort. So it's kind of cool. Of course, the food's very good. The beer is just as good. And the company was even better. So looking forward to that. And then no real plans for the remainder of the year right now. Although I'm currently mulling over doing a marathon. Yeah, you heard me right. Doing a marathon, because Coach Chris is going to have me training all the way to 17, and I normally train to 20 for marathons. That's only 3 more miles, right, on a long run. So I have the Harrisburg marathon, which is somewhat of a monkey on my back, because I meant to do it in, I think, 2016 was the year I was going to do that. And then got all trained, got a really nice day to do it. Got the parking area early, got primo parking. Everything was going my way. And then I noticed I forgot my bib at home. And at the time that I noticed, there was not enough time to hop in my car and go back home, pick it up, turn around and come back, and be there in time for the start. So I said, well, I guess I'm hosed. So I hopped in my car and drove home. And I think I ended up doing a half marathon as a virtual, just to say I did something, because it was such a nice day. It's like, well, I should do something today, even if it's not going to be a marathon. Because it's like, let me just at least get out of the parking lot before I can't get out of the parking lot. Now I'm stuck watching everybody else do the race I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm not, because I stupidly left my bib at home. So that's been a little bit of a monkey on my back. And I've been thinking, you know, at some point I should just go do that race and then go, there, it's done. I wanted to do the Harrisburg Marathon at some point, and now I've done it. So that may happen in November. We'll see. More to come. A lot of things looking for money right now, so I don't think I'll make that decision anytime this week, but we'll see. And then the other thing I'm definitely looking at, probably more so than the Harrisburg Marathon this year, is the Savannah River Bridge Run. So they basically have three races. They have a 5, a 10, and a 15K. And you can do any or all of them if you wish. Or you can do the 5 and the 10. All right? You do the first two. Basically, the way it works is each pass across the bridge is part of a 5K segment. So if you're doing the 5K run, you hop on a shuttle bus, or you could drive. And you go to the other side of the bridge. There's a little... So if you've not been to Savannah, so the Savannah River Bridge will take you from Georgia to South Carolina, because Savannah is almost in South Carolina. It's right there on the border. So the Savannah River Bridge, I believe it's called the Tallman Bridge, is actually the name of the bridge, but it spans the Savannah River. Takes you over, and there's a little segment in the middle of the bridge where you can actually get off, and it actually takes you to like the local casino. There's like a little mini island in the middle of the river, so you can get off there if you want to. That's where the start for the 5K will be. So you'll basically run onto the bridge and run back into Savannah. The entire race, by the way, is all in Georgia. You have to go all the way across the bridge before you hit the South Carolina border. So none of this race is in South Carolina, although you are within visual distance of the South Carolina coast the entire time. So anyway, so you start on this little island, you run onto the bridge, and you run back into the city. If you are only doing a 5K, you're done. You're doing a 10K, well, then you're going to start in the city, run onto the bridge, get off halfway, go down to the 5K start, turn around, come back. So out and back. You've now done a 10K, and when you're done, you get not just a 10K award, you get a 5 and a 10K award. So you get two medals because you've done the 5K and you've done the 10K. So they give you a medal for each. Or if you do the 15, what you do, you start at the 5K start with the 5K folks. And you run across the bridge into beautiful downtown Savannah. And instead of going through the finish line, you go through what they're calling the double pump. And then you turn around and you run back. Guess what that also is? That's where the 10K folks started. So now you run back and you basically just do the 10K now. Run across the bridge, over to where you started, turn around, come back. So three passes across the bridge. And when you finish the finish line, you get a 5K medal, 10K medal, and a 15K medal. And a nice little party in Savannah, Georgia, in the beginning of September, which is likely to have weather very much like what I am experiencing right now in August. Yeah, Savannah, Georgia, likely to be in the 70s in the early part of December. So, really nice weather. And South Central Pennsylvania, not likely to be in the 70s in the early part of December. So, I'm just trying to figure out how I would want to travel down there, whether I want to drive down and, do something like take the auto train back, whether I want to drive down and just drive back, because, again, early December should not be running into any particularly nasty weather. Winter normally, and again, normally in quotes, right? doesn't show up here until about the middle of January. All right, so we usually get through December. You might get some cold rain or something like that, but you know, don't get the white stuff or the frozen stuff usually that early in the year. So still feel fairly safe about doing that as a drive. But other option though for me would be to fly. And I could fly to Atlanta, which would be the easiest of the flights because it would only be one plane. And then rent a car and drive across the state of Georgia. Or I could get a second flight over to Savannah. I think it's about a 30-40 minute flight from Atlanta. It's about a 4-hour drive in a car. And then just get an Uber into the city, because I mean, I will not need a car in Savannah. Everything I would be doing is going to be downtown. Hotel will be downtown. Everything's walkable. It's one of the reasons why my wife and I like it so much. And then, you know, just do the reverse, you know. Grab the Uber back to the airport. Short little hop back to Atlanta. Little longer flight. It's about an hour and a half. Back to Baltimore, about the same in my car back up here. So we'll see. We'll see. That'll obviously cost a bit more. You know, flights, hotel, all that stuff. But it would be nice to, do. So we'll see what we'll see. All right, let's go stop our watch here. Watch stops. Let's go say our exertion was very light and we're done. And that takes care of the walk with the pooch. So thanks for coming along. I'll upload this shortly. Hopefully you're having a lovely summer. Unless of course you live in Florida, then you probably can't wait for November, December, January, and February, so that you can get out of the absolutely blindingly hot weather you have down there. I do feel sorry for all the folks in Florida. I mean, normally, you know, yeah, 90s, humid, it's summer, right? But you guys really are getting, your you-know-what's handed to you this year with the heat. So I would like to see a little bit of a break for you folks, but, you know, it'll be what it'll be. So, anyway, that's all I got. I'm going to end this here. Be well, be safe, and until we speak again, ciao.
Who's a good puppy, huh? Who's a good puppy?